This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. Addressing the celebrations of 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said Operation Sindoor is not merely a military initiative, but a responsibility shared by every Indian citizen.
Operation Sindoor jan bal se aage badega. Jan jan. देश के विकास के लिए भागीदार बने दायित्व संभालें हम इतना तय कर लें कि 2047 जब भारत की आजादी के 100 साल होंगे विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए तत्काल भारत की इकोनॉमी को 4 नंबर से 3 नंबर पर ले जाने के लिए अब हम कोई विदेशी चीज का उपयोग नहीं करेंगे.
The Prime Minister stressed the necessity of economic self-reliance, advocating for the one district, one product strategy to enhance local manufacturing and support indigenous industries. Encouraging national pride, the Prime Minister urged citizens to take pride in Made in India products and celebrate the country's advancements. Prime Minister Modi concluded a two-day visit to Gujarat, during which he inaugurated and laid foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 82,000 crore rupees. He launched projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar yesterday. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. In Panama, the all-party Indian delegation headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor held a meeting with the Panama Assembly President Dana Castaneda. During his meeting, Mr. Tharoor said that India had no interest in starting a war, but felt that a terrorist act must not go unpunished.
It was an action of retribution, not the first salvo in a long war. We just wanted to send a clear message to the terrorists. We conducted the strikes at night between 1:05 and 1:30 in the middle of the night, so there would be very few civilians around at that time. Second, we refused to touch any government facilities, even any Pakistani military facilities and any civilian facilities, only known terrorist bases.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has announced to establish a memorial in memory of the 26 victims of April 22 tragic terror attack in Baisaran near Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. Following the Jammu and Kashmir cabinet meeting held at Pahalgam yesterday, the J&K Public Works Department was directed to start the work on the memorial. The Chief Minister added that suggestions would be sought to ensure that the memorial is not only magnificent but also dignified and respectful. India has received foreign direct investment inflows worth $81.04 billion in the financial year 2024-25. It reflects a 14% increase from $71.28 billion in the financial year 2023-24. Minister of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the services sector emerged as the top recipient of FDI equity in 2024-25 by attracting 19% of total inflows. It was followed by computer software and hardware at 16% and trading at 8%. The government has put in place an investor-friendly FDI policy under which most sectors are open for 100% FDI through the automatic route. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio ordered U.S. embassies and consular officers to stop scheduling new visa interviews for student applicants as Donald Trump administration is considering strict vetting of applicants' social media profiles. This directive would mark a broader application of existing vetting procedures to restrict foreign students' entry to American schools and colleges. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat host Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night, chasing a target of 228 runs. RCB overall the target in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.